That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. You know, a case of acid indigestion is a misfortune that may befall almost anybody. And if someone were to ask, I think I could go on for quite a while listing things which could be a cause of an acid stomach upset. Too much to eat, for instance, and in some cases, even a trying, nerve-wracking day can cause acid indigestion. I could think of several other contributing causes, but when it comes to providing relief from such a condition, I think first and foremost and only of that good old friend on the family medicine shelf, Alka-Seltzer. And I know you'll agree, once you've tried Alka-Seltzer for acid indigestion, that there's nothing like it for fast, dependable relief. Alka-Seltzer acts to neutralize the excess gastric acidity in the stomach, thus relieving the distress of acid indigestion pleasantly and effectively. And because of its effervescent base, Alka-Seltzer gets there fast, gives fast relief. And that's why our little slogan makes so much sense. For acid indigestion, be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. You'll want to keep plenty of Alka-Seltzer on hand, so you'll have its comfort right there when you want it. So remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. Some more Alka-Seltzer. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner, Lum, Cedric, and Grandpap, and Grandpap's dog, Francis, are going into their second day on their trip to Las Vegas in Abner's car. As we look in on our old friends today, we find them just entering Albuquerque, New Mexico. Listen.
It sure is a big town here. Gee whiz, boy. What'd you say the name of it was, Mr. Abner?
Well, according to that sign back yonder, Seldrick, it's Albuquerque.
It's Albuquerque.
Well, whatever it is, I never was no good at them foreign words, no. Hey, Cedric, stop the car.
Now, what is it now, Grandpa?
I see something over there I want to buy. Oh, for the loan, he says you had to stop in every 5 miles this whole trip so you could buy something. Got the car loaded down now to where we look like a tribe of gypsies.
I just want to get one of them blankets that feller's selling. Stop the car, Cedric. We're getting clean past in here.
You better stop it, Cedric. He'll raise a ruckus if you don't.
Yes, Bob.
Oh, because I don't know what you want with the blanket this hot weather no ways, Grandpa.
I want to get it for charity, a little memento of the trip.
She's going to look fine, run around Pine Ridge in an Indian blanket.
Well, it ain't for her to wear. She can drape it on the pine or in the parlor. You fellas wait here. I won't be long. I'll just run back there and pick out a nice one for her.
Well, don't get gypped now, Grandpa.
Yeah, I'd watch that pretty close, Grandpa.
Fact is, I don't see how you're even going to talk to that blanket fella. You can't speak Indian.
All right, Jimmy, that's right, Ed. Well, I'll use the sign language or something. I'll make him understand some pigeon toed way.
It's too bad Ben Withers ain't with us. He knows how to count up to 10 in the Sioux Indian language. Or he's got a friend in Mount Ida that knows how.
Wonder if old Ben ever made it back to Mount Ida.
No telling.
Seemed a shame to let him get out of the car and hitchhike his way back to town, but he insisted on doing it.
Yeah, I hated for him to do that, too. It wasn't too far, though.
He ought to had more sense to try to get to Mount Ida by going in the opposite direction in the first place.
See, I don't know how come him to make a mistake like that.
Well, he more than likely made it back all right. Ben's a friendly sort, and folks take a liking to him. He gets along pretty good.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah, Ben's all right. Yes, sir.
Grandpa, if you're going to buy the blanket, get back there and buy it.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about it.
Well,
see if they got any Indian beaded belts for me, Mr. Grandpa.
They just got blankets, didn't they?
We want to go over 40 cents for one.
Hurry up now, Grandpa. We ain't never going to get to Las Vegas at this rate.
And I just studying here how you would ask an Indian how much he wants for a blanket.
No, Lord, I don't know. How is about the only Indian word I know. Hold up your hand and say how.
Oog. There's another they always use, I know. Oog.
Well, I'll give you two words to go on right there. Oog and how. I don't know what either one of them means, though.
Neither do I.
Might be a good way to open a conversation and close it all at one time.
I don't want to have no conversation with him. All I need to know is how much is that there blanket there.
Yeah.
Well, you might use the Mexican language. As long as we're in New Mexico, I reckon the Indians speak Mexican here, too.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Sure, do that, Grandpa.
Yeah, all right, I'll be back in a minute. Wait a minute. I don't know how to speak Mexican, either.
Doggy, don't you know nothing? Tell him how to say it, Lum.
Well, I don't know. That was just a subject I had.
A lot of help that is. Well, it looks like you're just going to have to give up the idea, Grandpap.
Wait a minute. We're parked right in front of a bookstore here. I'll run in and get a book.
Yeah, that's a better idea anyway. Charity will enjoy that a heap more than a blanket.
No, I mean get a book on how to talk Mexican. You know, I'll know how to talk to the fella over there and buy the blanket.
Oh, me sakes alive.
Oh, you don't need to go to all that bother.
Yeah, come back here, Grandpap.
I'll be back directly. Don't go off and leave me now.
Dog, is that varmint's going to hold us up to where we never will get to Las Vegas. We can't sit around in Albuquerque here while he educates himself.
Well, we just have to put our foot down on him. That's all they are to it.
We've got to do something along. Dog, he's just like a little old half-grown kid of a boy at a circus. Just what he acts like. Hey, Sigby, for goodness sake, stop whistling at them girls. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
What girls?
Them walking along the street there. You seen them.
Oh, I wasn't whistling at them. I was just admiring them hunting knives in that store window there.
Oh.
Sure, some dandies there. Love to have one of them.
Well, Grandpap will more likely buy up a batch of them before we get out of town. That blamed dog has woke up again. Francis, cut out that scratching yourself. You've done ripped out half the up upholstery now.
Cedric, maybe you better take Francis out for a little walk.
And look.
Exercising.
Lose him if you can. Don't be gone long, Cedric. We want to hit the road again.
Come on, Francis. Come on, boy.
Look at the size of that dog. Buy him another dozen hamburgers, too, Cedric. Don't want to have to stop more than twice more before supper.
And I think I'm all set now.
Did you buy the book, Grandpap?
No, I fooled them. I found this Mexican dictionary in there, and when they wasn't looking, I jotted down the words I'll need.
Oh.
Got them here on the back of this envelope.
Well, good for you, Grandpap. Doggies, finally you're getting some sense into that blockhead of yours.
Let's see the words, Grandpap. How do you say blanket in Mexican?
Yeah, let's see here. Senor, that means mister.
Oh, I know that, Mr. Senor. Sure.
Blanket is, frisada. How do them Mexicans think up them words, anyway?
I don't know. I don't know why they just don't use blanket.
How much is cuantos?
I don't know. How much is it?
How much is what?
I don't know. Whatever you said there, the cuantos or whatever they are.
Well, that's the word for how much.
Oh, I see.
All I got to say is, Mr. Senor, cuantos frisada.
Well, sound me like that means how much blanket. What you want to know is the price of it.
Well, I'll wave a dollar bill in his face. He'll catch on quick enough. Come on, Abner. I want you to go over there with me.
Yeah, I'd love to hear this, sure. Yeah, you watch the car for a while.
Yeah, all right. You fellas hurry up, though.
All right. Where's this fella at now, Grandpap?
That skinny-looking fella there with the Mexican hat on.
Oh, the one with his back to us, sir?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh.
Now, just watch his eyes bug out whenever I flash my Mexican talk on him.
Well, I'll say one thing for you, Grandpap. You sure picked up the language fast.
Well, I've always been smart. Catch on to things pretty quick. Now, just watch here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mr. Senor, cuantos frisada.
How's that?
I said cuantos frisada.
Well, I'll be a polka-dotted possum. Ben Withers.
Well, Abner, fancy seeing you here.
How in the world did you get to Albert Cushu?
Fine. How are you, Melford?
What the Sam Hill's going on here? I thought we let you out of the car about 400 miles back there to go back to Mount Ida.
Well, sir, now there's a funny thing. I don't quite understand it myself. I tried for quite a while to hitch a ride on one side of the road, but all the traffic seemed to be traveling on the other side, so I moved over there and got a ride in no time at all.
Well, that's where you made your mistake, Ben. That aimed you in the wrong direction. No wonder you never got back to Mount Ida.
Yes. It didn't seem to work out quite right somehow. How about a genuine Navajo blanket? All fast colors, pre-shrunk, and 100% wool. Direct from our factory in Saginaw, Michigan.
Ben, what in the world are you doing selling blankets out here in Albuquerque?
Well, sir, upon my arrival in the city, I discovered a certain meagerness in my wallet.
Huh?
I was broke.
Oh.
So I secured a position in the blanket game in the hopes of earning enough money to see me back to Pine Ridge. I secured the job from a full-blooded Navajo Indian.
Well, how's business?
Well, they're not moving as fast as I was led to believe. To be rather frank about it, so far I've only sold one to myself, and that was bought on credit.
Well, for the land's sakes, Ben, why didn't you let me know you needed money to get back to Pine Ridge?
Well, I just sort of preferred to work this out for myself. Besides, I didn't know where to get in touch with you.
Oh, Ben, you oughtn't to have felt like that.
And when you get to Las Vegas, just disregard my telegram.
Excuse me a minute, Ben. Grandpap, I think maybe I just better buy all them blankets and give him enough money to get home on.
Yeah, that's a good idea, man. And I'll buy one from you, wholesale.
Ben, how many blankets you got there? How much you want for the whole stack of them?
Well, I had a consignment of 10. I'll throw mine in there, too. It's $5.95 each. That comes to $59.50.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ben. I'm going to need a lot of blankets out there in Las Vegas, so I'm just going to take the whole batch of them.
Well, now, if this won't be enough...
Oh, no. It's just about what I need, yeah. Now, here you are, Ben. 20, 30, 40, 60. $60. Now, you owe me 50 cents change.
Well, thanks, please. Milford, could you lend me half a dollar?
Huh? Oh, yeah, sure. Abner, have you got 4 bits?
Yeah. Here you are, Grandpa.
Here you are, Ben.
Here you are, Abner.
Much obliged. Ben, do you reckon that'll buy you a bus ticket back to Pine Ridge?
Oh, I'm sure it would, but I'm not that crazy.
Huh?
I'll take that money and buy another batch of blankets. If I'm this good at the blanket game, this is where I belong. Adios, amigos.
Well, has Ben found his calling at last? But with Abner on his way to Las Vegas, who'll buy the next consignment of blankets? Here's good advice when headache strikes and you're not feeling well, sir. To turn the trick right fast and quick, strike back with Alka-Seltzer. Yes, when you find a busy day has brought on a nagging headache, you can get really fast relief if you have Alka-Seltzer on hand. Just drop an Alka-Seltzer tablet or two into a glass of water, listen to it fizz, then drink down the sparkling solution this makes. Since Alka-Seltzer is completely dissolved when you drink it, its pain-relieving ingredient is ready to go to work instantly. And because of its effervescent base, because of that fizz, Alka-Seltzer gets there fast, gives fast relief. So remember to keep plenty of Alka-Seltzer on hand in case a headache should come along to darken the day. With Alka-Seltzer within reach, you're sure of fast relief from a headache. Make it a point to ask your druggist for 2 packages of Alka-Seltzer today. 2 packages, so you'll never run out. That extra package on the side keeps the family well supplied. Remember this, don't take chances on getting all the essential vitamins you need from your food. Supplement your meals with one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. Don't take chances. Lack of vitamins can cause you to feel under par, run down, keep you from feeling your best and so looking your best. Don't take chances, take one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. Yes, for a basic daily vitamin supply, take one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. You can't afford to take chances. Only $2 for 60 capsules, a 2-month supply. Potency is guaranteed by Miles Laboratories. Ask your druggist for one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsules. Listen every day, Monday through Friday at this time, for Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Now, listen to it fizz. That's Alka-Seltzer's way of wishing you real relief from the miserable discomfort of a nagging headache. Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer now if you have a headache and see how much better it can make you feel. Gene Baker speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.